the boy.
Welcome, this is Voice of Change, a syndicated radio broadcast and podcast airing since 2011. Voice of Change is committed to raising the leader in you, and because time is the unit of life, I assure you that the next few minutes you have decided to invest in your own leadership journey will be rewarded with a definite paradigm shift. Stay with me on Voice of Change. Today, one of my Gen Z friends forwarded to me a new story on Instagram. It was on More Branches TV and was a story on Binance executive Nadeem Al-Jarwala. And it was alleged that he has escaped custody in Nigeria. Nadeem Al-Jarwala, the story says, is a regional manager for cryptocurrency exchange Binance. And he escaped custody on Friday, March 22nd, according to reports. Al-Jarwala is a British national, and he was detained in Abuja alongside his colleague Tigran Gambaryan, a US citizen, on February 26 upon arrival in Nigeria. Both men were facing tax evasion charges. I'm reading a story from Instagram from More Branches TV. And the Nigerian government basically were accusing them for failing to register and collect taxes from Nigerian users. The summary of the story is that he absconded while being escorted to a mosque for prayers during Ramadan. Authorities are investigating how he obtained a Kenyan passport to board an international flight and are currently determining his whereabouts. And the other executive, Gambaryan, remains in custody. Now, this brings me directly to today's topic. Regardless of if Nadeem was lawfully or unlawfully detained, the fact remains that on behalf of the Nigerian government, some people were entrusted with the responsibility of keeping him in custody. That was their work. That's what they signed up for. That was their job. That was their duty. They should be held accountable for that. It brings us directly to today's topic. And it is leadership and stewardship. What is the concept of stewardship in leadership? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages.
Voice of Change is sponsored by AB Consulting and Awesome Treasures Foundation Partners. Subscribe to Voice of Change podcast today on iTunes and Spotify and don't miss a single episode.
Welcome back to Voice of Change. I'm your host, Olajumoke Adenowo, and you can reach me at Instagram at Jumoke Adenowo. I've often thought about the fact that many of the lapses we have in leadership, not just in Africa, but all over the world. I still remember the story of a crypto queen who absconded with more than $4 billion of other people's money. A Bulgarian woman who people all over the world trusted with the hard-earned money they had. I was watching a young Ugandan talk about how he had to sell two goats. The two goats his family had just to invest in a OneCoin cryptocurrency. She's fabulously rich through fabulous parties, had property all over the world, and is probably in hiding somewhere today. And his family's fortunes lie in ruins. What did this woman lack? The same thing many leaders across the world lack: the sense, the understanding of stewardship. Stewardship refers to the responsible management and care of resources, whether they're environmental, financial, social, with the goal of ensuring their sustainability for future generations or for others. It will involve making decisions that balance your needs, the needs of the present, with the needs of the future. It emphasizes conservation, sustainability, other ethical, moral, and legal considerations. Stewardship, for an architect like myself, it's not far-fetched. An architect is a steward of other people's resources, and we manage money, material, men, a team of diverse people to achieve one goal, our client's vision, hopefully in the most sustainable manner possible. Therefore, for me as an architect, stewardship is not a far-fetched concept. But what does it mean to be a good steward, and why should we
ask our leaders, not just our leaders and managers and those who we have appointed to represent us in diverse ways, either they were appointed by ourselves or the company or whichever way. Why should we require them to be good stewards? The fact is, leadership is never for yourself. Leadership cannot be for fame. It cannot be for face recognition. It cannot be for visibility. It cannot be for amassing wealth for yourself. If you do all this, and this has been done time and time again by people like this crypto queen I talked about, by corrupt leaders all over the world, if you decide to take the approach to leadership, that leadership is for yourself for whatever selfish reason that is about you and you alone, you will never have a legacy as a leader. The leaders we remember today are those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, like in the case of Jesus Christ of the Christian faith, or those who gave a huge chunk of their lives, like Nelson Mandela, or those who lived their lives in such a way that it was a constant sacrifice after they took on the cost for the sake of those they led, like Mohandas Gandhi. Leadership is to leave a legacy, can never be for yourself, but for others. And what then are the qualities a good steward, a good leader must have? What must they bear in mind? First, there must be an understanding of what they are stewarding. What trust are they stewarding? As you're a minister, what are you entrusted with? What is your vision for your ministry? What are you there to achieve? What is the time frame in which you are meant to achieve this? Is it finances? Is it housing for the poor? Is it housing for the urban people? Well, is it creating a network for your country? Is it water transportation? Is it safe aviation? Is it expanding the aviation industry? What exactly? You must be crystal clear as to what you are meant to steward. Then you must be crystal clear as to who you are representing. So as a senior prefect, as a head boy, who are you representing? Are you representing the school authorities, or are you representing the student body, or are you an interface between both? You must be able to say, it shouldn't be, wow, I'm the head boy. Look at me. I knew I would make head boy, and I have made it. If you're to be a head boy that the school will remember, you must be crystal clear as to who you're representing. You must take responsibility for the obligations, the duties you committed to others to discharge. Integrity is key. You must act honestly and ethically in your stewardship role, which means the end does not justify the means. It doesn't mean you can kill, you can pillage, you can forge the papers. That is what the problem with the Enron scandal was. An accounting firm, Arthur Andersen, was given the role to audit Enron and to ensure that the truth about Enron's finances was clear to all stakeholders, which would include shareholders at all times. They failed in this responsibility, and the rest is horrible history. It led to the breaking up of that firm, which had achieved such a good name in the consulting world, because they did not act honestly and ethically in their stewardship role. Wisdom to make informed decisions that consider the long-term impact, not the short-term, but the long-term impact of your actions, is yet another key part of good stewardship. It is said that politicians think of the next election and statesmen think of legacy. This brings me to an aside. As we round off this first part of our examining the concept of leadership, perhaps in countries like my country, Nigeria, or many other countries around the world, for politicians to have one long term, perhaps 6 years, in which they are given a mandate to make a difference. Because in the 4 years they're given, the first 1 year, it seems, is spent even understanding why they're there. The second year is still settling down. By the third year, they're preparing for the election that takes place in the fourth year. So the first time is usually spent not doing much. Also, when the politician is encumbered with thoughts of how he is going to return to office, we find that they take decisions that might not be in the interest of the stakeholders in the long term. They take these decisions for short-term wins, for the next election so they can win the next election, so they might be popular. Now, the kind of issues that plague Nigeria are such systemic issues that those who will have the courage to take such decisions cannot be the same people who are looking for a second term in office. The decisions that have to be taken about the restructuring of the civil service, perhaps, on federalism, perhaps, on the sheer size of the National Assembly and the rest of the legislature in Nigeria. These are not decisions that can be taken by someone who is trying to make the elections the second time around. Perhaps to make sustainable decisions that are for the long-term good of the nation. Perhaps we should be thinking of one term in which politicians can now be truly leaders. Relegate the business of politics for their 6 to 7 or whatever years we give them as a one term, and dedicate that one term to making a difference rather than the first term to settling down just to ensure that they have a second term. What do you think? Is this part of why we're such bad stewards? Because our self-interest is entrenched, even in the very modalities of our coming to leadership. Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me a DM on Instagram at Jumoke Adinowo. Next week, join me as we continue and examining this very critical topic of stewardship.
It's time for change.